Then I guess you. Dead End Hip Hop album review, The Game, the documentary 2. Before we get into the review, make sure you check out everything Dead End Hip Hop, everything social media. Make sure you check out Modest Media on all social medias. Make sure you check out FIFO 24/7, KBN's Mike C-Town, BZ430. Also make sure you check out Dead End Sports, man. We got a YouTube show. We also have a live blog talk radio show every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also make sure you download and follow everybody individually and Dead End Hip Hop on Periscope. Periscope is big. Podcast. I got you. Okay, Periscope is big, man. Huh?
He's doing it now.
Yeah. See, look. Matter of fact, look. Camera on camera. Periscoping. What's up? Dead End Hip Hop album review. But yeah, man, make sure you download Periscope, man. It's dope as hell. You could bump in the whip with FIFO. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, when I go to work, when I come home and all of that stuff, you could bump in the whip with me. Rod's been doing unedited parts of the reviews and stuff. So, man, you're going to get exclusive stuff, man. Also, make sure that you check out our podcast. So, for everybody that can't, that doesn't have 20 minutes to watch a review or listen to a conversation or watch a conversation, you can listen to the podcast, Dead End Hip Hop Podcast, man. We out here, man. We everywhere, man. Back to the review. And if you want to support The Game and his album, make sure you download the link. We have the link in the description below. It's the album, man. The documentary, too. If y'all watch Dead End Hip Hop, I've said maybe like a month ago that I thought that this was going to be a nomination for Album of the Year, something that could be put up there. And after listening to this, I think I was not too far off. Game came with a dope-ass album. I'm a Game fan. I've always have been because I was a big G-Unit fan. So then when I found out Game was part of G-Unit, followed him, and I've always been following him his whole career, from all of his social media to his reality TV show and everything. I like The Game. I think that he's a very interesting character, and I think a lot of times he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and I think he's a dope ass rapper, and he proved it on this. And I think that people always gave him flack for name dropping and sounding like other artists, but the way he learned how to rap was taking Nas's rhymes and rewriting them as his own. So he does have bits and pieces of other rappers, and it's very apparent on this and almost every other project that you listen to from The Game. To me, this has been his best project since the first documentary. And the way that it comes in, he just gives you energy. You hear on this album that he is a fan of hip hop. He's not just somebody that's just like, oh, well, you know, let me just do this or that. No, this man listens to hip hop, understands the culture, especially West Coast culture, and infuse all of that on this. This album starts off with the intro. Cool, we're gonna skip that. We're gonna go right to On Me with Kendrick. This started off just like the Red album when he had Kendrick on the city and Kendrick just ripped it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick ripped this. But I thought it was interesting that he kind of, you know, gave him the middle piece, and Game was nice on that first verse, but he came back and he ripped it. He's like, yo, Kendrick, you look, you nice, my nigga, but I am the king of LA. Boom, you take your seat right here on this song. So, and then he went to Step Up with Dej Loaf and Sha Sha. That's one of my favorite joints on here. And yo, shout out The Game for actually putting everybody's name as a feature that did anything on the album. Most people don't do that, but I thought it was pretty interesting because I would have never known who the hell Sha Sha was. Don't Trip with Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, another, like, you know, classic old to West Coast style hip hop. And then he goes to Standing on Ferraris featuring Diddy. Well, it says featuring Diddy, but Diddy didn't talk shit, which is good. Thank you. And, you know, to take
he
that
beat. He did what Diddy does best.
He did what Diddy does best, and I'm glad he stuck to that. And that song, I love how Game sounds like Game on the hook, but on the verses, that nigga sound like the reincarnation of Biggie. One joint on here that I was like, it's not a bad song. I kind of fuck with it, but it just kind of threw off the vibe, was the first one with Jelly Roll, Hashtag. It just kind of, like, took a quick left, and it was just, yeah, I thought it was Little John too. And I'm like, damn. And I thought it should have been Little John. I thought maybe he would have, but I don't know if that would have saved the song or whatever. It just went really left on that song, and I'm just like, well, But he got right back. He got right back with Circles and then Bitch You Ain't Shit. What's that song that was on a Dr. Dre something that's like that song?
That shit beholds a trick.
Isn't that what? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
All these nuts and stuff.
But what was on Chronic 2001? Wouldn't he have something like that too?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, okay. But everything else was dope, man. Moolah with Kanye, that shit was dope as fuck. New York was cool. Like, the way he told the story about his label mate and everything that happened with that. Documentary 2 was... It was cool. I think it could have been a better title track. It could have been a better title track, but it wasn't whack at all. And L.A.'s featuring Snoop and Will.i.am, man. Like, I liked the way that he ended it. I thought it was a good ending to the first disc. Yo, this shit bumping the whip.
Yeah, we got Andrew from Florida State. He was on, if y'all watched, he was on Nobody Smiling Comment Review, and he's here. He came up here from Tallahassee to join us for this wonderful game album review. So
it's a six Andrew. Member getting hip hop right, yeah, here, man. We gotta have the one white dude, you know?
Yeah. Like, there he is.
I think that this was a great time for the game to release an album, because I think that there's this interest in the West Coast right now, because especially with the movie Straight Outta Compton, yeah, sure. Kendrick Lamar, TDE, everything that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre released an album. I mean, that's pretty huge. And I was excited because of the Game's verse, well, his song on Just Another Day in Compton. Yes. Yes. And we had talked about, yes, this, right? I thought that was like the best song on Compton. Yes. So, and then, it's 10 years after the documentary. I think the documentary is a classic, the first one. Is that, undisputed. I read online, some people were like, is it a classic or not? Definitely a classic. That's the best thing G-Unit put out. I put that above Get Rich or Die Trying. Mm. So, I do, yeah. Lyrically, right.
It's okay.
Had Just Blaze, right? A lot of, it had Dr. Dre,
Kool and Dre, when they were.
I'm putting it, yeah. Yeah. And lyrically, yeah, the game, it was the best, hands down. Mm. So, yeah, I'm putting, just putting that out there. Right. The documentary 2, not 2.5, I'm gonna focus on 2. I don't think it's going to be a classic album. You can't tell yet, obviously. It came out a few weeks ago. On Me Strong, right? Kendrick came through. Kendrick always does. When's Kendrick have a bad verse? That was like an average Kendrick verse, which is a great verse for every other MC, right? Oh, man. Step Up, I thought Step Up was good. That song was like completely a 90s song because it had Step Up, like
the Gangstar sample, yeah.
Right.
Step Into the Arena.
Yes, yeah. And in Tupac, Brown, I Get Around. Brown. Or, yeah. Yeah, and the Brandy hook, right?
Tight.
Yeah, that was cool. So, and he sounded like Biggie. Like, he really, some of the lines I was almost like, are these some of Biggie's lines? But they weren't. Like, when he's like, I feel like Mayweather and Mayweather. I mean, obviously, that's not a Biggie line, but, it just, the flow is definitely a lot like Biggie. I like Don't Trip. Will.i.am, I think, is definitely an underrated producer. And even Dr. Dre at the beginning of that track was like, I don't know if everyone knows you can make these type of beats, but he did. I thought it was really good. Standing on Ferraris, I didn't like that. And I know, and you rolled up here listening to that, right? The reason I didn't like that is because I love Kicking the Door, right? And they're using the same sample. But I think when you use the same sample, it has to sound more modern. And to me, when I heard it, it was almost frustrating because I wanted to listen to Kick in the Door instead of this one, right? So I didn't really like it. Diddy, he's talking on a track. I guess I could have done without it. Dollar and a Dream, probably my favorite track on this album. I thought at that point the album just kind of was like taking flight. Like, I really like that song. That song kind of reminded me of a mix between As Real As It Gets, the Jay-Z song off of Blueprint 3, and J. Cole's Rise and Shine. Maybe go back and listen to both of those. If you put those together, Dollar and a Dream, that's what it sounded like. I think J. Cole would have sounded really cool on Dollar and a Dream. He has a song called Dollar and a Dream, right? Yeah. Right, so that's probably, yeah. Almost flawlessly, it goes into Made in America. And when I was first listening to it, my phone, the screen went off, and I almost thought that it was the same song because he does that a lot on both of these discs. So I was like, I really like that. But then it goes from my two favorite songs on the album to Hashtag, I agree, worst song
on the whole.
Yeah, on the whole project. Circles, it was pretty good. I thought the sample at the beginning was really the high point. It was a good song, but I think sometimes when a beat drops, I get excited about it, mm-hmm. and then it doesn't just quite go in the direction that I want it to, but it was okay. The song with Kanye, I thought that was cool, but why, in my opinion, why do you get Kanye just to sing a hook?
It Kanye, was funny because he
produced it.
He
too.
Started out like he was rapping, like Kanye was actually going to rap on it.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, why are you talking to Kanye and Kanye's only doing the verse?
Right.
I thought that was a little weird. But
yeah.
That's game shit though.
Yeah. Yeah. So if Kanye gave like a really cocky 16 bars, I thought that would have like taken it to the next level.
Especially with the name of the track, Moolah.
Moolah, Kanye, exactly. Like, I wanted him to. So it was a good track, but I just wanted a little bit more. The documentary too, I thought was great. I love DJ Premier. Pretty much any beat DJ Premier makes, I'm gonna like. I was happy with it. Had some good tracks. Had some bad tracks. Very good. Not great though.
Yeah, I was. I guess somewhat surprised. I guess because you know Jesus Peace. We reviewed Jesus Peace. We were kind of like, don't know about this one, gang. You know, we reviewed Red. I think for the most part, most of us enjoyed Red, except for like kind of like the towards the second half of the album. But this one, yes. I mean, what I liked about this album is that for one, Game sounded really confident. He sounded really like in place with the beats. You know what I'm saying? Like you got like a good look, like a section of boom bap. You got some smooth joints with the circles. The second half of the circles with the Madlib sample. I thought that was pretty dope. On Me, that was smooth, but then you got that gritty gangster I'm a blood type of game from Don't Trip. You had songs like that. You had Step Up with the Gangstar sample. I thought that was real dope. Like Game, he's not gonna be like super lyrical. Like it wasn't like, oh my god, he's saying like bars after bars after bars. I think like I said, the thing I liked about it is that he just sounded so confident over these beats, and you know, of course the beats. The production on here was very top notch because just think the people who he got on this to produce this, you know, the Kanye, the Will.i.am, so you know the budget for this was pretty big. And most of Game out, I think this is the most focused I've heard him sound since probably Doctor's Advocate, because you know Doctor's Advocate, it was kind of like, you know, okay, yeah, I had Dr. Dre, I had G Unit in it with the documentary. So now with Doctor's Advocate, let me show y'all I can do this without the backing of that. So I think with this album, he showed me he's still as focused as he can be, and I liked it. I can do without. Yeah, I think you said hashtag summertime. I think summertime was really interesting because, you know, when I heard Mike Will Made It, I'm thinking it was gonna be this like big type of production that you always hear Mike Will Make always kind of makes. But for it to be like really like subtle and like laid back, smooth, like it kind of remind me like a Jake One type of beat or whatever. Uh-huh. You know, when I heard that, I'm like, damn, this is Mike Will Made It type of production. So for him to make that for the Game and for the Game to sound so comfortable and like just flow over the beats real good was tight. Documentary too, I love that joint. I think the middle part was kind of like, yeah, we're dedicated. Bitches Ain't Shit. I think the middle part of it, hashtag, was kind of like, but then like I think the way he started and the way he finished the album, I thought was pretty strong. I mean, the Drake track, I mean, even though I like the Drake flowing, the 6 p.m. in New York type of Drake, he didn't give me that, but I think Drake sounded good over that beat, just for that, I guess the vibe of that song. I didn't like the last track though. I think the last track, he could have finished it with Documentary in my opinion. Like I think the title track, he could have finished the first disc with that title track. But Primo, him just, and you know, it was a classic Primo beat, because you know, classic Primo beat is going to give you nothing but scratching. He ain't going to give you hooks. It's going to be nothing but scratching throughout the hook. So I love that he still kept it like the Primo that I've known and grown to be a fan of. It's just give me scratches and everything throughout your hook. But overall, I thought this was a really good disc. This album, like I said, I didn't listen to the second one. I'm not listening to 38 tracks. I'm just not. I'm listening to the second disc at some point. But this one, I really enjoyed. I really, like I said, the middle part, I could have did without the middle part, hashtag, Bitches Ain't Shit, the Future joint. But other than that, I thought this was a really good project. Game sounded really comfortable on all the beats. Everything transitioned very well, you know, as far as from track to track. You know, nothing didn't sound too out of place. You know what I'm saying? Even though tracks that I didn't like, they didn't sound out of place. So, but yeah, I liked it, man. This shit, bang. This is amazing.
This was a well put together album by the Game. you know, I'll be honest, I didn't want to review it simply because it was 38 tracks. It was just too long. And you know, you have to sit there and listen to the first track, first disc, which is like 73 minutes. Second was like 78 minutes. Then you have to turn around and listen to it again. I didn't want to, I didn't feel like dealing with that. But anyway, overall, I thought this album was put together very, very well. It sounded like Game really, really sat down and thought about what he wanted to do with this album. He knew that he had to come through with something that was a quality, especially if you're gonna name a documentary too. You can't just put out Jesus Peace and whatever the last one, Blood Moon. You know, and his last two albums were very, 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 very subpar for the Game compared to his previous work. But this one was really, really good. And what I liked about this album, most of all, what really was the production. I thought his choice in beats were really well, and I thought how he used the beats and how the beats, whoever that producer was, Buma, the drum god or whoever it was, I mean, he put together some top-notch beats for this album. And you know, I think I love the way it kind of switched at the end, how Game would kind of switch along with it. So it was a lot of thought put into this album. You could tell just by listening to it. And I also like the way he used the features on the album as well. You know, they would have like little bits and pieces here. They wouldn't necessarily be on the whole song. So it was constructed, I think, you know, from that perspective, I think he definitely, you know, took some time and put some thought and effort into that. The producers used a lot of beats that, you know, for the most part, at least for myself, when I hear them, you know, would definitely take me back, you know, to that day. Back in the day when, you know, those artists would, you know, back to those tracks. So I thought that was really, really interesting. I want to talk about Hashtag real quick, because I thought the placement of it was interesting. Yeah. So you had Dollar and a Dream, which, you know, I thought Absol killed it on that. So you had Dollar and a Dream, you know, basically talking about, you know, just trying to, you know, make it, trying to get out here and do something. Then you got Made in America. So you had A Dollar and a Dream and Made in America, and how the two combined, because America's the land of opportunities. Then you have Hashtag. Well, what is really 2015 and for the last couple of years have been known for? Hashtag activism. So I kind of could see how you have Dollar and a Dream, Made in America, and then Hashtag. And when you think of a hashtag, at least now, you think, okay, somebody else then got shot and killed, like the guy that was killed in Florida. You know, so even though the track itself didn't necessarily probably, you know, convey that, but I thought just the placement of it right behind Made in America was interesting. And I, you know, I could be, you know, I could be reaching, but I don't know, it was something about where it was placed on this album and documentary too, you know, kind of was like, well, you know, maybe, you know, he is doing something a little subtle, because Game definitely came with a lot of content on this album. He addressed a lot of things that are happening right now. So I thought that was interesting. But overall, man, I thought this album was definitely top heavy. You know, I thought a lot of the better songs were at the beginning of this, and right when it starts to smooth out, it kind of loses a little bit of momentum. Not because of the necessarily the songs, but I think the beats and the production. And it started to kind of, right after the Hashtag, it kind of started to smooth out a little bit too much. Overall, though, I thought it was a well put together album. I wasn't much of a fan of Moolah myself, personally, but you know. But overall, I can't knock it. It was definitely a good album from the Game.
For the most part, I always enjoy his projects, at least the ones that I actually listen to. I enjoy them. It's just my problem is they don't always have staying power. You know, if they come on, I'm like, okay, yeah, this shit is dope. But I don't really ever get that need or that feeling to go throw a Game project on. Except obviously with Documentary and Devil's Advocate. Doctor's Advocate. Those two projects, I will get an urge every once in a while to go throw them on. But anything after that, I'm just kind of like, eh, whatever. I just don't really care that much. But I can't remember who said this, but I definitely think this is his best project since Doctor's Advocate. For the most part, there weren't any skippable tracks. There's one, but I'll get to that in a second. But the majority of these songs, I thought were excellent. Don't Trip might be my favorite track, just because it took me back to being a little kid and hearing, like, that was vintage Dre, and that was vintage Cube, and that's the Dre for the record. That's the Dre that I feel like was missing throughout the entire Compton project. Where the fuck was this Dre? Game probably wrote that track for Dre, so maybe Game should have wrote a lot of Compton. for Dre, because
Dre got that perfect voice.
He has that perfect voice. But think about this, he wasn't even using his voice right on Compton. I'm not going to talk about that. Hearing Cube rhyme just gave me goosebumps, because I haven't heard that Cube in a long time. But Doll in a Dream was great. Hashtag didn't bother me. I didn't think it was a great track. I didn't think it was a bad track. I don't know who Jelly Roll is, but he was kind of the issue for me with that track. But that track didn't bother me at all. Yeah, I was just like, I don't know who this guy is, and he's not really wowing me. But and he did the same thing on Summertime. I was just like, I don't know who this guy is, but stop it. Moolah, I agree with Ken. That track didn't do anything for me, and I don't understand why you would go and get Kanye West of all people to fucking croon and whine on your fucking song. Ye has not rapped in a minute. Let him rap. But the thing about this album had a lot of fucking features, and this is gonna sound weird. I don't really feel like Game had much chemistry with the features. The features sounded fine. I just don't really feel like they didn't play off each other. Like when on the first track, when Game is rapping with Kendrick, there was not really chemistry there. It's just the fact that Game rapped, Kendrick rapped, and then Game did his version of Kendrick. And I was like, that's not chemistry to me, that's just kind of mimicry. He didn't sound, now don't get me wrong, Game rapped. Game rapped on that track. It's just that when I hear all these people, like, you know, really anybody on here, I just don't feel like there was much of the playing off of each other. It was just like,
all right, man, your verse, Bane, your verse.
Yeah.
The chick Sha-Sha, the one that was on Circle, and what's the other song she was on? She was on two.
Yeah, but he used them as vocalists to add to the song itself. Great, more,
but not Circles. Not Circles.
Yeah.
Circles, you can't put that one in that.
I don't feel like they made a song together. I feel like that was just like, okay, I'm mailing you my verse and I'm out. Like, I didn't get that feeling
Circles?
Of, no, any of these tracks, I didn't get a feeling of we're in the studio together and we're trying to make a track together. I just felt like it was Game getting a bunch of people to just send in verses for him to throw on his album. And I'm not saying that it sounded bad, because these songs are dope. I enjoyed this project heavily. I just felt like I wasn't getting a lot of feeling like they were sparring with each other. But that's a minor thing. Overall, I thought this project was great. It gave me a definitely an old school West Coast feel, but slightly more modern. I don't know. And I think for a modern gangsta rap album, Game did a great job. And I think that's where a lot of critics get it fucked up with Game, is they try to treat him like he's a pop star. Game is not a pop star. Game is a gangsta rapper that's in the pop world. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, oh, he's like 50 Cent. No, 50 Cent made that transition. Game never really did. Game is that dude Compton. That's just, he's that dirty ass motherfucker that you can't change. 50's running around in a suit now, fucking selling vitamin water. Game is still fighting people in the middle of the street, because that's who he is. And when you get that through your head and then you put that mentality into this album, it makes so much more sense. Even when he does a track with Diddy, Standing on Limo or whatever.
Ferraris.
Same shit to me. I'm riding on Hyundai's. Fuck that shit. But yeah, like, even a track like that, it was clean, but at the same time, Game was still dirty. No matter what kind of production you give Game, he's still gonna be dirty. Now, the one track that I thought was absolute garbage, the Bitches Ain't Bitch You Ain't Shit. Bitch You Ain't Shit.
Bitch You Ain't Shit, yeah.
That track was fucking terrible. Absolutely ass.
I feel like in 2015, that song doesn't work.
No, it's played out.
Like, I don't know.
It wasn't even like a cool, interesting take on that idea. It was just, oh, you dirty slut ass bitch, fucking dumb bitch, fuck all you bitch. It's boring. It's like, come on, man.
Is
like,
that kind of game though?
Because I feel like he had a momentum. And that song broke the momentum so hard for me. I was just like, really? We're still doing this shit? And it wasn't even, it wasn't even from like a political stance of like, oh, come on, that's not cool to degrade women. It was more so like, this song is so uncreative, unrealistic, and uninteresting. I was like, I can't even believe you put this shit on. This should have been on 2.0. 2.75, because it wasn't even good to be on 2.5. Like, this song was just, the one line where he said something about, you talking about eating these groceries, bitch, you on food stamps. That was the only part where I was like, haha, that was funny. The rest of the song, terrible. Because it was, the rest of this album is just so damn good. It was like every song, I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it hits that song, and I'm like, and after Dedicated too?
That was weird. Yeah, like, it was weird. Minute, yeah,
after Dedicated, and I don't even like Future at all. But he didn't bother me on this track. Because, so after I'm surprised by Future, then it gets to that song, I'm like, damn, this song fucking was a little out of place. But.
Game, if you're watching, hey, it's to be expected, man. I know you like to make projects with 30 tracks on it. It's cool. I love some of them. I don't like some of them. I don't like everything you do, but when you make shit that's fire, bro, Documentary 2 is up there. I know you've been advocating it as a classic. I'm glad you have that confidence. I love it. I don't know if it's a classic. I'm not gonna jump off the deep end like that. I definitely love this project though. I definitely love this project. I love everything that you did in terms of promoting it via your social media and everything, because the energy that you had, and it's crazy, like, you demonstrated it through social media and I felt it, and I almost knew that this album was gonna be really good, and you came through, bro. And like Mike said, not many artists can give you 18 tracks and it be quality, like, all the way through. Even the joint I don't like, hashtag, I didn't say it was a bad song, it just threw me for a curve. But everything else was dope, man. Everything else was dope.
Good project, very well thought out. I can tell you took your time with this one. I appreciate that. No, I just like the fact that you really sat down, you thought about what you wanted to do, you knew you had to bring it, and, you know, you really put, you know, a lot of effort into constructing songs instead of just rapping. And for me, that I can appreciate. And what I mean by that was the way you used the features on this particular project. You know, and I thought that was excellent. Sometimes they didn't even have a big part, but just tagging them on at the end just to close out a song, it really means a lot and can add a lot of value to a song. So I think it's definitely a good album to put out to celebrate or honor Documentary, you know, the 10 years of Documentary, you know, being out. So definitely high quality work.
Really like this album a lot. Thought it was just strong throughout. I might have been a little critical on this one, but if the game was watching, I'd say please tune in to 2.5, because I've got kind of a different opinion on that one. But just keep doing what you're doing. I think he's one of the most consistent MCs, or you, because I'm talking to the game. He's one of the most consistent MCs. And he's really, you know, he gives you just kind of the scope of his reality. But at the same time, he's like a hip-hop head, and he has some of those lines. The game, you have some of those lines, so I appreciate that. I think, like, a lot of people appreciate that, and he reaches a wide audience. And so, you know, I've been a game fan for a while, and because of this project, I'll continue to be looking out for his projects.
Way to really be focused, sound really, really focused on this album. Not only just as you as an MC, but, you know, as your production choice. Jolly, I ain't get Jolly Beats a shout out. Yeah, for that stand on the, what's that, Ferrari joint with the kicking the door sample that he used. I thought he gave it a nice little trap feel to it, you know, opposed to the boom bap feel that Primo did. So shout out to Jahlil Beats on that one. I'm a huge fan of, I've always been a huge fan of his work. But yeah, game, you know, you, like I said before, man, this is the most focused I've heard you sound since Doctor's Advocate. Not saying that your previous albums were bad or horrible or anything like that, but I just think this one, you know, like Documentary and Doctor's Advocate, this one will be in my replay value of albums by you in your catalog. I think this one, you know, I have to listen to 2.5. I haven't listened to 2.5 yet. So like I said, my assessment of this album is, of course, based on this one. So, but yeah, overall, I really enjoy this project. You know, you to always keep my attention for that many tracks and keep me interested and still, I think that's great. So shout out to you, game. Putting out a good album.
Yeah, if you're watching, game, I think you did a fucking great job putting together a quality gangsta rap album for 2015. I don't think there's really anything that I can say except for maybe, I know this is like your babies and you have all these songs, but maybe just shortening it up a little bit might be a good idea, especially when you're trying to do a double disc. You know what I'm saying? Damn near 3 hours worth of material is a little bit much. I hope you keep putting out great projects like this, and I look forward to what you do next.